What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The OTV Sports app. Listen to OTV Sports Radio 24/7, plus all your favorite podcasts, including OTV Gold.
Are you a complete rookie?
The OTV Sports app, available to download now from your app store. The OTV Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
Next month, it is October the 3rd. It is James Gallagher who is fighting Cal Eleanor, Cal Pacino Eleanor, in Milan. James is with us now. How are you getting on, James?
I'm great, man. Just chilling out, ready to go. Staying calm, focused, and enjoying the process as always.
So it's the fourth time of asking, but this fight is officially going to happen.
Is it? If he shows up. If he shows up, do you know what I mean? And that's another kind of thing I've had to take into consideration during this one. And it allowed me just to focus on myself and just keep doing what I'm doing and just enjoy training, be happy in the gym and progress on my own skill set.
Has it been a situation in the past where you focus too much on an opponent? You've mentioned there that you're focusing quite a bit on yourself.
Yeah, it definitely has, and I've definitely got positive results out of doing that as well as negative results, do you know what I mean? But I feel it's always best just to focus on you, you know what I mean? I'm the only person that counts, you know what I mean? If it could be him, it could be someone else. Hmm. We've been 10 days out before and then ended up fighting Roman Salazar, you know what I'm saying? So it's always best just focus on your own water and your own grass, and that's what I did, and I'm happy about it. I'm happy about how things are going. I've made a few big changes. I've just moved home, and I've put a gym in my house. I've got a sauna in it. I've got a big state-of-the-art gym, and I'm out in the countryside, and I'm also traveling down to SBG, and I've got a nutritionist that lives with me and all that, and so I'm happy. I'm happy to be in there again, and happy to be another fight week to roll around, you know what I mean? And this is my job, it's what I love to do.
So you're back in Strabane at the moment?
No, I'm not in Strabane. I'm back living in the north, so I've moved away from Dublin, so I've moved out into the countryside. So I've got myself a new house there and put a gym in it, and I just moved in at the start of the beginning of lockdown. So it's nice, I got my office and got everything I need, do you know what I mean? So I'm happy.
Is that sort of remote-er lifestyle something that you found has benefited you big time in this camp, not being in the middle of a city like Dublin?
Yeah, I didn't realize how much, until I moved here, I didn't realize actual pressure and the stress of the city life, do you know what I mean, that it does get to you. And now when I moved here, I've noticed I'm training so much more. Do you know what I mean? I'm in the gym a lot more, and that obviously helps that I've got my own gym and stuff like that. But I'm also going to SBG, obviously, but it just helps. I'm going to SBG, and I'll come down here, and I'll be training my own gym for hours at night, and I'm doing a lot more stretching and a lot more looking after my body because I've got all the facilities in my house, you know what I mean? And it's really, motivated me. Do you know what I mean? I'm just 23 years old, and I've got everything I need and stuff like that, and I'm in a very privileged position, and I'm very grateful for it. I'm thankful to myself for all the hard work that I put in to put myself in this position.
Is it the hustle and bustle of Dublin? Is it the amount of distractions, or what about it? What was the factor about it that wasn't great?
Just that as we're here, is I step out in my back garden and there's nothing. There's fields. Mm. Do you know what I mean? You hear a car once every 20 minutes on the road. And there's you know what I mean? Dublin, you walk out your apartment door and there's 20 people in the place, and it's just constant noise. you know what I mean? You can't actually just switch off. And you don't realize you do switch off, but it's like you can't really, because there's always cars or something beeping or something shouting or something. You know what I'm saying? So it's nice when you just I've got a balcony on my bedroom. So I just put the seats out there at night and sit and look at the sunset and just put the phone away and relax. And it showed me what I really want to do. And that's to be a world champion. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to get caught up in this city life. Is where here is kind of, if you wear a nice pair of shoes and you walk down the road, they're ruined. You know what I mean? Is where here you, do you know what I mean? There's no riffraff. You know what I mean? It's just, and that's what I like. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing, no riffraff, just me and my own.
That's really interesting. So basically the life of Dublin, there's kind of more of an instant gratification about it, maybe. Is there something more humbling about the countryside? Like I think thousands and thousands of people have done what you did in Ireland over the last few months, where they've got out of the big cities and they realize that they don't need to be in the big city anymore. But what you've done is done it and actually got to a higher level by the sounds of things with your own personal career and with your training. So is that what it is, that it's like that it's less about instant gratification?
100%. It's just the energy. Do you know what I mean? And when I was in Dublin, I used to be like, I used to wake up 20 minutes before training and get to the gym and this. And now I'm up at 5:30 in the morning. Do you know what I mean? I'm outside in the fresh air. I'm going to run down. Then I've got strength conditioning. Then I'm doing my MMA training on top of it. And I'm stretching outside. And it's just, I don't know, it's just rejuvenating or something. It's like, it just makes me feel humbled, and it's making me feel good. Anyway, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but I feel good and I'm happy. And that's what I've noticed. I'm very, very happy, and I've got no worries, only about what I'm focused on. Do you know what I mean? And that's just going training, looking after my body, eating well, staying clean, and I've got nothing else to do. And it's just, the only thing else I do is for fun. Do you know what I mean? There's a lake behind the house. I'm jumping in there. I'm swimming. I'm like jet skiing. Anything else is just like fun. So it's just making me happy and enjoying the whole training camp and enjoying everything.
That sounds class. I'm not going to lie. I mean, like, that is kind of the dream, isn't it? To be doing something you love and also trying to just pursue fun in your personal life. And I guess for a lot of people, that is the ultimate goal of happiness.
Yeah. And that's what I'm feeling. Do you know what I mean? I'm feeling it. And it's kind of like, I don't have to, I'm in a position now where I feel like I don't have to train or fight, but I don't want to do anything else. I just wake up and I'm here. I have nothing else to do. I'll just go with Jessica. I'm either training or else out in the lake having fun. And it's the only thing is we're in Dublin and I was like, oh, there's too many distractions. It's too far. As we're now, it's kind of like, if I want, I'll book off next weekend and go away and book a hotel and do that kind of life for the weekend. Do you know what I mean? And I could get away from the countryside and go into it and then just come back here. And that's what I love. I've got the freedom of everything. Do you know what I mean? I've got everything I need, everything I want, and I'm happy.
When you say there that you want to do nothing other than train, and that's your number one priority, have you had that feeling previously in your career? Have you felt like this before, and have you felt that feeling dissipate in the past? I guess, how do you keep this going?
When you're in, you know what I mean? When I'm in Dublin, I can't walk out, and I'm a big fight coming up in the Three Arena. I can't walk out my front door without having something going on. As we're here now, I can take my two dogs a walk down the road and I don't even see anyone.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I'm just on my own, having to think to myself, what am I going to work on tonight of training? What am I going to do that? That's where if I did that in Dublin, it's kind of, you've passed 50 people who's asking how you're feeling for your next fight and that kind of thing. And that stuff gives you energy as well. But every day, it's like it can be taxing and you can't go out your door without being dressed up fresh and... Because we're not, I just put on shorts and have no t-shirt on and a pair of sliders and walk down the road 20 minutes and no one even knows you're there. Do you know what I mean? And it's just great. It's just, I don't know. I'm just enjoying it anyway. And in a very good place. And I'm very hungry because I can see what I have done. And it's very, very close to me. Like, I feel like it's very close that I'm just about to flip over and big time with this.
This might have been a moment of reflection for you anyway, because you're 10 years into your MMA career, which is remarkable to think about, I'm sure, James. Like, you're only 23 and you're already 10 years into it. Have you thought much about that first fight as a 13-year-old over the last little while?
Yeah, it's been... Now looking back, I would never, if I have kids of my own or like if I was advising someone, you know, like another young lad in the gym, I definitely would tell him don't fight at 13. So I would wait till 16, 17 and then start getting a bit, compete in boxing, compete kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, do all them sports and then go into MMA. MMA is a big, it's a different animal, do you know what I mean? And I did it, you know what I mean? I did it well and I climbed up and everything was sweet, but just there's a few things I wish like I had matured a bit more before I'd done it. You know what I mean? And had the mindset that I have now, back then, and I would have been in a better position now. Do you know what I mean? Because I'd be more mature to process the thoughts and digest different information and speak to different people and that kind of thing. So I definitely would advise anyone to take their time. But I'm so glad that I did it the way I did it, and I'm in a great position, and I wouldn't change anything.
I guess to look at it the other way is you probably wouldn't be as wise a 23-year-old as you are without having had that experience from the age of 13.
Yeah, definitely not. So that's the factor that you're playing with, do you know what I mean? And yeah, I'm happy with what I did, but it's just a bit crazy when you're 13. A lot could have went wrong fighting 20-year-old men and like fighting people my age now. You know what I mean? A lot could have went wrong and I was just uneducated and stuff, and then thankfully due to my parents and down to John Kavanagh that they then guided me in the right direction and stopped me from fighting for a few years and focused on the enjoyment of learning and progressing rather than having like a competition as the only goal.
Who was your first fight against?
You remember? What was it called? Yeah, I think it was a young lad from Dublin called Luke Caffrey, maybe. He was a young lad at the time. He was like 17, 18.
Right.
And then my second fight, then I fought a guy, Chris Shannon, maybe. He was 21 and right. I was 13. So he was, and I'm not too sure about the names. I'd need to go and look them up. I think I have them all written down somewhere.
Yeah, but it just that image of a 13-year-old fighting a 21-year-old. Did anybody before that fight, like, issue any warnings saying, you know, this is a big gap here?
Yeah, they were like, what? Do you know what I mean? And they were like, oh, don't worry about it. He's a killer. Do you know what I mean? He'll do it. And I was like, right, I'll do it. I'll beat him. Do you know what I mean? Give me anyone. I'll beat them all. Do you know what I mean? The best, the pros on the card, I'll smoke them all. And that's the mentality I had. And it's the same mentality that I have now. And only now that more people can access me, or not access me, but more people can see me. And it's now, and they're going, oh, he's cocky this and cocky that. And it's like, when you weren't tuning in to watch, I was still trying to take on the best in the card. It wouldn't have been good for me to fight someone my own age at 13. It wouldn't have been big enough. I wouldn't have enjoyed it. I needed to fight someone at 21 for me to feel I'm doing something good here.
Yeah.
And that's just how I've always been. Do you know what I mean? And people are like, oh, you aren't always like this. You're not being yourself. And it's like, how can you tell me I'm not being myself when you don't know who myself is?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you know what I mean? I can't look at you now and say, you're not being yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know what you, I don't know what you're like. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't know what I'm like. You know what I mean? You just do an interview and that's that. And it's just kind of, I don't get it. Do you know what I mean? But that's what you call a narrow mindset. Something I can't relate on.
That's the thing. How can you possibly get into a cage at the age of 13 without having that mindset, without having that confidence? Like, actually, regardless of age, how can any MMA fighter get into a cage without that confidence is how I would view it anyway.
Exactly. And that's my views. And the way I say it with this game is kind of like me anyway. It's kind of, I like to say things how they are. And I have to back that up. Simple as, it's on me. I'm not saying this and that and this and then not, and it's just going off in the thin air. Do you know what I mean? Because then I'd just be a f***ing idiot. But I'm saying I'm going to win next week. And I have to go in there and I have to win. Do you know what I mean? That's on my own shoulders. I'm not trying to say anything that I'm not going to prove. If you don't think I can prove it, then just keep your mouth shut for a week and let me try and prove it. You know what I mean? If you don't like what I'm saying, you think I'm cocky, well, tune in next week and you'll be able to tell me if I'm right or wrong. And I'll agree with you because the result will be on the paper.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Just wait. I think I'm going to win. If you think that's cocky, well, then that's whatever you think. But if you tune in next week and if I win, I'm right. Do you know what I mean? And if I lose, I'm wrong. And I think I'm going to win, so I'm going to be right. And it's just simple.
Yeah.
To me, I don't know how people can process it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I have to prove it.
it makes so much sense. Like, I mean, on a very, very kind of macro level of what you're talking about there, like some people, I don't know, tell their mates they're going to the gym in the morning or post on Instagram saying, I'm going for a run. And for that reason, they didn't follow through on it because they've made this public contract. I think people sometimes don't understand that with fighters, that this is part of a psychological edge. This is not about selling tickets. This is about putting forward a psychological edge that helps them get over the line.
I'm going to win. I'm going in there to get this man out of there. I feel like I'm way better. I'm way superior in every single aspect. Or else I wouldn't get in there. If I didn't feel like I could beat him, I wouldn't. I generally would say, no, I'm not fighting him. It's not my level. Do you know what I mean? What the fuck? But I think I'm going to be the best in the world. That's why I'm willing to step in there against anyone and put it on the line and put my money where my mouth is. Do you know what I mean? And this is like my 12th time to do it. And as a pro, and it's just kind of, I don't get that thought process. Oh, he's talking or else is he just saying what he thinks? And now if you think different, that's good for you. Do you know what I mean? Everyone thinks different, but why am I a kid for saying what I think? Because when you think I'm a kid for saying what I think, well, that means you're also a kid because you're saying what you think. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? You're like, what goes on? You haven't know what I mean, mapped it out. And I don't know, I just don't get it. And this is why I'm in the countryside and just chilling out in my own balcony with myself and my close people who are on that one wavelength, and you just take things as black and white. Do you know what I mean? And there's no smoke without fire. And where I get all my smoke from is from the work that I put in. You know what I mean? I'm putting in that fire and it's creating the smoke and it's thriving off me. Do you know what I mean? It's thriving off my team. It's oozing the positivity, the results from the hard work, them small gaps, them small goals that I'm getting done every day, each week by week, and capitalizing on it and progressing. It gets more positive, it gets more better, and everything's rising. Do you know what I mean? And how can you not feel like you're going to be the best in the world when I have done what I've been doing? Do you know what I mean? And it's why would I feel any different?
Yeah. Can you give us an example of a few of those goals that you've either been setting or plan to set over the next little while?
Yeah, it's just like a day-to-day. And like this week, I want to work on landing my job and training, or like this new techniques, or I want to be hitting my 5K runs. I did it in 20 minutes last week, so I want 19 minutes this week, and just stuff like that. And when you just set small goals that you have to hit day in, day out, and nothing drastic, not life-changing ones, but this is how you progress over months, just by doing these weekly goals and not really thinking about the bigger picture. Do you know what I mean? Just doing all this week, I have to work on taking people's backs, do you know what I mean, in training. And that's just the goals me and my coaches have set out and during the camp, and I've been just hitting them off each week. Do you know what I mean? It's just kind of give us two things they work on this week, two things next week, and two things the week after that, and nothing else. Just them two things are the only things I have to do this week. And I've been enjoying it.
So what happens next then? So before October 3rd, what are we, 2 weeks out from fight weekend? Yeah. Is there kind of a tapering down in training? Is there going to be difficulty in making weight at all? How is it going to look for the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, no, I'm full of energy still. So I'm still like kind of, most people like taper off the way injury. So you have to be careful of that kind of thing. But no, I've got full of energy. So I'm still in doing like bits of running and, you know, just being active and having fun, going into the gym and just having fun. You know what I mean? Not really training, but just getting a little sweat on and few drills here and there, and then I've, so it's all tapered down now, and just, no, as long as I get one session in a day. And then I've got my nutritionist living with me for the past few weeks, and still, so weight cuts are smooth, and I'm eating like a king, and enjoying life and being happy, and it's just fun. Do you know what I mean? This is the fun part now, and it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
I know you've said that it's always focused on yourself, and that is clearly something that works for you. It's probably hard to not focus a little bit on the opponent when it's been scheduled three times in the past, and this is obviously the fourth time it's scheduled to happen, or it should happen, according to you here. Have you like watched Cal Eleanor to death? Do you know exactly what he's going to do if he gets into the cage, or what have you done?
No, I've watched it. I've definitely watched him. I mean, I would not going to say here I've never watched him, but yeah, I've watched him a few times, a few fights, never just a few clips. Yeah, he's same guy from when he started out to date. Do you know what I mean? And nothing has ever changed. He's doing the same thing, same whatever, and it doesn't really matter. But he could do something completely different. But that's not what I've been training for. I'm training to become a complete martial artist, so whatever he fires at me, I'm going to be ready for it, and that's just the mindset that I bring into the cage. And as it says, I've been here before, where I've been 2 weeks out, 10 days out from a main event in Dublin, and didn't show up. I had to fight Roman Salazar, which is my last fight, and so it's just, it is what it is, you know what I mean? I don't care. It's kind of like he's been taken into consideration, but my focus hasn't been put on him. But it's definitely been taken into consideration, and I'm not going in here like ignorant to him. Do you know what I mean? I'm definitely going in there and have respect for him, and have respect for his skill set, and I just got to be prepared for whatever.
Have you thought about what happens after this fight, after you get the job done, and the bigger picture?
Sergio Pettis is the only one that makes sense, and that's the only one I want, and it's, I'm all talk. Well, then, if I'm all talk, let me prove myself. That's what they keep saying. James, all talk. All right. If I'm all talk, you prove that I'm all talk. Do you know what I mean? You can say it. The same way I think I'm going to beat you, you think I'm all talk. Well, if you don't prove that I'm all talk, well, then I guess I'm right. If you're the, you know what I mean? He's all, James doesn't deserve to fight me. This is what Sergio Pettis said. James doesn't deserve to fight me. He's all talk. It's like, all right, well, if I'm all talk, shut me up.
Pretty simple, simple formula.
Yeah, shut me up then, mate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's do it. Let's do it December in LA. Let's do it December in LA. I'll come out, I'll fly out, and I'll fight him.
Be nice to have supporters for that, wouldn't it? I know he's a Yank Pettis, but if there were crowds there, you probably
could have gone down. It doesn't matter. None of them in the division. It doesn't matter if I fight them in their own gaff.
Yeah.
I'll still have more people there than them. Do you know what I mean? And this is why that fight makes sense. And that's just the, and that's not, people will say I'm all talk for this, but do you want me to drag up the numbers of each of my fights and then their fights? Do you know what I mean? I'm getting, I think I'm 800,000 more views. They don't even got it. You know what I mean? I think I'm getting average about 2.5 million views every fight. It's like, it's a no-brainer. Do you know what I mean? These guys are getting 250,000. It's like, do you know what I mean? Come on. And if that's cocky, then that's what you call cocky. But to me, it's just facts on paper, and facts make sense.
Yeah, for sure. James, it's been great chatting to you. It's really interesting chatting to somebody who's found a really successful way of making 2020 work, because a lot of people have struggled with this year. And congratulations on your 10-year anniversary in MMA. Congratulations on working. Well, it clearly seems like a great camp. Best of luck on October 3rd and against Pettis.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure. Yeah, hopefully. So it'll be a nice one. But as I say, I'm happy and focused and prepared for whatever comes my way. And that's all I can do. Do you know what I mean? And enjoying the process.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.